Episode 36, I Have a Dream.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
good
radio.
Day, all you ladies and gents that are joining me. Yes, I have heard from you. Really guys, welcome, dads, men, all. I'm so glad you have popped back in. You know, I originally started this out thinking that this was going to be mainly for women, but I'm hearing from men too. So welcome. Moms, you know, this is a time for you. This is a time to take a moment and breathe for a minute. You got a hectic day going on. Maybe you're just coming off of a hectic day, but this is your time. This is your time to reflect and kind of rejuvenate your soul deep within. So I'm so glad you have popped in and joined me today. And just say thank you. Thank you for helping to spread the news of Create Your Now Your Best Selfie podcast. Thank you for putting it out there on your social media. That's the only way people are going to find Create Your Now. And I'm really, truly here to serve. And the more we can spread the news, the better. So thank you so much. Your subscription and your ratings and reviews, oh, thank you. John and Michael and Kathy and Wendy, thank you so much for taking the time, and so many others. And some of them are in code names that I can't even give you a shout out. Christy, thank you so much. I appreciate your all's time. It just truly warms my heart, and thank you. Oh my goodness. I am so excited to share with you the AIM Challenge. Yes, Action Ignites Motivation Challenge. And it's designed for you. And on top of it, it's free. It's a 7-day challenge. It starts this Sunday, January 25th, okay? Don't be late. Go sign up at createyournow.com, okay? It's a 7-day challenge. In that 7 days, you'll get 7-minute workouts daily delivered right to your inbox. Inspiration from me. There will also be a private Facebook group. How cool. I can't wait to meet you. Lots of kisses. Keep it simple strategies for the mind, body, and spirit. The only question is, are you ready to ignite? Are you ready to take action and ignite your motivation? It's time to create your now. Are you ready to jump right in? I am ready to jump right in. I have a dream. I have a dream. Do you have a dream? You know, today we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. here in the United States. And he was an amazing man. And in preparation for this podcast, when I was thinking of recording it, going, gosh, what am I going to talk about? I'm like, oh, it's Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This is our time that we honor him. And I thought, what better way than to talk about something that I think we tend to gloss over, especially moms. We tend to lose our dreams deep hidden within the sheets, and they get buried deep in the basement and put on the back burner, that we forget that there's a dream out there. And I did once dream. What was your dream? I have a dream. What was your dream? See, I believe we all dream. I believe our children dream, and not just as we put our heads on the pillow and we relax and then we fall asleep and dreams happen and come to us in our head, but truly a dream as to where we are and where we want to go. You might be in point A right now of your life and you're thinking, gosh, if I could just get here. That's a dream. And maybe that dream might be 3 years down the road, but it takes lots of steps in between. When I started thinking about Martin Luther King, you know, he had this amazing speech. I have a dream. You've heard it. If not, I Google it. Okay. Check it out. Stop and listen to it. Okay. It's amazing when you hear something real. We read about it. But nowadays, and with the technology, we can actually hear it as if it's happening right now. And I just have a great respect for Dr. King and what he brought to the world. You see, he led not just with his mind and with his body, but he led with his spirit. He was very, very deeply rooted in who he was. He was deeply rooted. He was a pastor. Some of us don't think of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. as a pastor, but he was. And his father was a pastor, and his grandfather was a pastor, and his great-grandfather was a pastor. This man had deep, deep roots. And when he went out to serve and what he believed in, he served very Christ-like. Everything he wanted to do was in a nonviolent sort of fashion, okay? He wanted to serve like Jesus did within the Bible. Now, I'm not here to preach at you by any means, but what I want to bring your attention to is that dreams are deeply rooted. So I ask you, where are your roots? Who are you? And where are you rooted? Where are you grounded? What is your foundation? Sometimes I think our dreams get lost because our mind and body can play tricks on us. They can be very easily influenced by the media, social media, okay? When I say media, I'm talking about television and radio, okay? Books that we read, our friends that we hang out with, okay? Social media, of course. You've got all the different social media outlets out there now. Everything comes at us so fast that our mind and body, when we dream only with our mind and body, our dreams can get buried so quickly because we've got so much information coming and then we get lost. But when you add the spirit in, that third one, I think of it as the Trinity, mind, body, and spirit. When you add that in, woo, game changer is on. Yeah, that's what it was for Dr. King. That's what it was for him. You see, he was so rooted in who he was that he knew he was going somewhere and he took it one step at a time, but he kept going because that dream became a reality, not just in mind and body, but in spirit. So I ask you again, what is your dream? Where is it rooted? As you all know, I am a Christian, and this again is not to preach at you and to say this is what you need to believe. This is simply for you to understand where I'm coming from. And I truly believe that you were wonderfully made, that God has a plan for you. And I believe that there is a higher power. My higher power is Jesus Christ. It's God, okay? I don't know who or what you believe in. Okay, regardless of where you are in your spirituality, wherever your higher power is, I want to encourage you to dig deeper. Because you see, once when we begin to dig deeper into our spirituality, those dreams become more a part of us than just kind of floating air clouds, okay? You know, if you've seen cartoons, and you see the characters and they had the little bubble above them and, you know, it's kind of the little cloud and then the cartoonist will write in the little cloud. Sometimes I think that's where our dreams are. They're just living in this little higher cloud and we just kind of write them on there and then next thing you know, they drift away. Some of them get squelched because life happens. I have a dream. I have a dream. What is your dream? Where is your spirit? I'm challenging you just to dig deeper because I think we get so bombarded that there's only two that we have to worry about. That's the mind and body, and we leave the spirit. And our spirit gets crushed so easily. We get trapped in the negativeness of life, if that's a word, negative. It's just, you know, our negative Nellies and we just, we get on this roller coaster. And so therefore we're like, oh, we push away the spirit side of things. Yet that is the one that keeps us grounded. That's the one that holds you strong. That's the one that lifts you up where your mind and body falls. Yeah. And so in thinking of this, especially for those who have children, care for children, whether you're a mom or a dad, or oh my goodness, even a daycare provider, a school teacher, maybe you're a nurse and you care for children. Have you looked in their eyes to see their dreams written on these little clouds? Because you know what? It's awesome how children will just tell you, guess what? I think it would be awesome to do this. I want to be an astronaut. I want to be a firefighter. I want to run up and save somebody's life. And they just have that sparkle in their eye. That gleaming hope of, I can do anything. Nothing is impossible. And then life happens and we get older and we forget that part. And that part that we forget, I believe in, is that spirit part. We think we can conquer it all with just mind and body. Martin Luther King did otherwise. He took all three. He took the Trinity, mind, body, and spirit. And he said, with this, I can. And he did. And he conquered forth. And he marched. And he did things and had movements and was an amazing man. Accomplished so many things that we could talk literally for hours on what and how he was honored. I have a dream. What is your dream? Where are you rooted? What is your spirit? What picks you up when you fall down? Sometimes our bodies give out and our minds are ready to give up. But it's our spirit that keeps us going. I remember back, I told you a few episodes back, I said I run a race every day, and that's the race of endurance. It's the race of life. And I pray I cross that finish line every single day. You see, I falter. I'm a mom. I'm a wife. I'm not perfect. But what I do know is that I don't rely on my mind and body. I take hold and take grip to my spirit. I take grip and hold to God, to my relationship and walk with Him, so that when I fall, and my body gives up, and when my mind gives out and it can handle no more and it's just totally gone, that my spirit continues forth. Yeah, I have a dream. I have a dream that one day you will soar on wings like eagles. You will mount up. You will not grow weary. You will run and not be faint. I have a dream for you. You are wonderfully made, and God has a purpose and a plan for you. He truly does. I believe that. And maybe you're trapped right now on a roller coaster and you don't know where to go, because what you've been doing is you've been working within your mind and your body, and you've left out the most important, and that's your spirit. And that crush, that, oh, woe's me, that, oh, I can't do this anymore, cry it out. But it's your spirit. Your mind and body can't take it. I have a dream. Celebrate that today. Celebrate your dreams. I want to encourage you to dig deeper. That's really my kiss today to you. Okay, and for those who are just chiming in, keep it simple solution. That's what KISS is. It's a keep it simple strategy. Dig deeper. Your mind and body, you can feed those, you can fuel those, you can change those. But what you need to sometimes focus on, which we don't, when we get away from it so quickly, is the spirit aspect of it. Where are you in yours? What is your dream? Where are your roots? And what do you believe? Yeah, I have a dream. I have a dream that you will dig deeper, that nothing is impossible, and that you can achieve the dream. You may have to take a few detours, but you can do it. I believe in you. You matter. You are absolutely incredible. And you're going to have some amazing, indelible moments in your life. But it takes three. It takes three: mind, body, and spirit. So my prayer for you, my kiss for you, is that you dream your dream in all three areas: mind, body, and spirit. Wherever you are, whomever you walk with, may you share who you are with your roots and where you're grounded. Dr. Martin Luther King did. And he served with a servant's heart in a very peaceful manner, very Christ-like. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day, you will soar on wings like eagles. You will run and not grow weary. You will walk and not be faint. I love you all. May you have a blessed day, and I will see you on the other side. I have a dream.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.